Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject, we're dealing again with the fruit of the Spirit. We're doing part two, and the topics we're looking at, or the subjects we're looking at, are the fruit of the Spirit, love, number one, number two, joy, and number three, peace. Let us start with our foundation scripture, found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within us accomplishes, is love, joy, which is gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, verse 23, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. What does this mean? It means when we operate in the fruit of the Spirit, in the fruit of the Holy Spirit developed in us, when Satan brings something against us, when he brings a law against us to hurt us or destroy us, it will not prosper. Let us now start with the first fruit called love. Before I do that, I want you to imagine the fruit of the Spirit, the nine fruit of the Spirit, as books on a bookshelf. The first one being love and the last one being self-control. Between these two books or bookends are the other seven fruit of the Spirit. Why is it important to see it this way? Because all the fruit come out of love and self-control is needed to operate in them. Our faith requires us to walk in love because faith works by love. Satan will come against the first fruit, which is love. Why is that so important? Because Satan knows if he can get us to walk out of love through unforgiveness or something else, he knows the other fruit of the Spirit will have to stop because faith worketh by love. We operate in the fruit of the Spirit by love. So that's why Satan will come at your love to make you walk out of love so the other fruit of the Spirit stop. In Romans chapter 5 verse 5 it reads, "And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us." I want you to hear that. The love of God, God's love has been put into your spirit man when you were born again. Not your love, not worldly love, but God's love. This means we have the love of God to bring healing into our lives and the lives of other people. Philippians chapter 1 verse 9, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment." God is saying in this scripture that our love will grow. But again, I say to you, you have to operate in it. You have to practice walking in love in not lovely situations. And I'm sure you'll have many situations in life that will come along that are not lovely and you don't want to walk in God's love. But I encourage you, walk in God's love at that time, practice it, and it will grow. Let us now go to the second fruit of the Spirit called joy or gladness. Joy is defined as a cheerfulness, a calm delight. It can be shown as a cheerfulness or as a calm. Joy is like a deep well on the inside of us, and it is not dependent on circumstances around us. Let me explain to you something here. Many times in my life as a Christian, I've had opportunities to be hurt and to walk out of joy. But I've learned that I can go deep inside myself into my spirit, and I can by faith, by my will, let the spiritual force of joy come up on the inside of me to overtake the situation around me. Most people will think, "What is wrong with you? How come you're joyful in this bad situation?" And they don't realize that I'm using the spiritual force of joy on the inside of me to overcome the situation. When I have God's joy on the inside of me developed, it says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Therefore, I have strength to go through any situation without giving up, because I have the joy, the supernatural joy on the inside of me, bubbling up out of my spirit man into the situation to overcome the situation. We see in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10, and it says, "Then he said to them, 'Go your way, eat fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this is the day holy is to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.'" Quite clearly it's saying here scripturally that the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's a supernatural joy that will overcome natural situations. Let us now go to the third fruit of the Spirit called peace. In John chapter 14 verse 27, and this is Jesus speaking, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We can use this fruit of the Spirit. We can refuse to let negative emotions rule us and not allow other people to make us unhappy or to steal our peace. Remember, in this scripture, it is Jesus talking, and he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Jesus is giving us his peace, a supernatural peace, a spiritual peace that will overcome any natural problem in the world. The problems that you face in life, they have been designed and put at you to rob you of your peace. When a person is robbed of their peace, they will no longer walk in the Spirit. They will walk in the flesh, they will walk according to the soul, and they will make decisions based on these two areas and not in the Spirit and not in the power of God and the Word of God. Let us now go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. Reading, "He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." We must learn to maintain peace in three very important relationships: our relationship with God, with ourselves, and with our fellow man. We maintain peace with God by believing and trusting him. We maintain peace with ourselves by refusing to live in guilt and condemnation, recognizing that God is greater than all of our sins. We maintain peace with our fellow man by not allowing strife to become part of the relationship with other people. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it says, "Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound or grow in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Joy and peace are found in believing. I hope once again that you've enjoyed the topic today. Thank you for being with me, and God bless. Bye-bye.